BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, an excellent innuendo bingo with Dynamo. We review today's live lounge on One Extra. Adele Roberts is in for Real or No Real. Why not take our quiz? Which Adele song sums up your miserable love life? And Chris tries to find me a last-minute landmark to abseil down.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Oh, it's exciting times today because we've got Dynamo coming in. He's not been in for ages, actually.
We have done innuendo bingo with him before, though.
I know. I saw that last night. I didn't know that. You forget, don't you, after
no,
a couple of years.
That's a terrible thing to say, but it was a while ago.
There have a lot of people been through these doors now on innuendo bingo.
I don't know why. I just assumed he hadn't done it.
Same. But I'm looking forward to it. I went to see his show last week. Incredible.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm not really allowed to talk about it, though.
Well, why?
I'll explain when he comes on. He's on just after 1:30. I went to see his live show.
So are we allowed to talk about Dynamo?
Yes, we can talk about Dynamo, but there are some limits into things we can discuss.
Has someone said this? So we're allowed to talk about Dynamo, but are we allowed to talk to Dynamo?
We can talk to Dynamo, but we have to be very specific about what we talk to him about.
And it can't be anything to do with magic?
I'll explain when he comes in after 1:30. I don't want to break any kind of embargo.
What are we going to talk to him about?
Well, I don't know. If it's not magic, we'll find something else.
The Scott Mills Daily.
As you just heard, it's MC month on One Extra. And I've just seen this text. Ez from Wolverhampton says, Mills, Chris, you've got to play Big Nasty's Live Lounge from BBC Radio One Extra with Trevor Nelson earlier. It is something special. Do you reckon we can find that? Have we got that somewhere?
Big Nasty's a legend because he's... We first discovered him because he was a friend of Sloth. Remember Charlie used to always wang on about him?
Yeah, he's like, me and Big Nasty, fam!
And then my friend Big Nasty.
Yeah, and then I made the mistake of calling him Big Tasty, which of course is a burger.
And then Muck Nasty.
And Muck Nasty, yeah. But then I'd have randomly had a picture with him, do you remember, in the live lounge where he put me in a headlock?
Yeah, he turned up all of a sudden. But anyway, Big Nasty in the live lounge.
Okay. And this is his cover version, I understand. I've not heard this. Let's have a listen.
Something special.
My mind's telling me no.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But my body's telling me yes. Baby.
Good cover to do, though.
I don't wanna hurt nobody, but there's something I must confess.
Yes.
Come on, Nasty.
Nothing wrong.
Oh.
With a little bump and grind, I don't see nothing wrong.
This is just sweet lay down music.
Baby,
this
certainly is. With a little bump and I fancy a lie down right now.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh.
With a little bump and grind, I don't see nothing wrong.
It reminds me a little bit of... Have you seen the Shreds video for Jessie J, Bang Bang?
Oh, this is one of your favourites.
Bang Bang into the room. I know you want it, Bang Bang all over you.
One of my favourite videos ever.
It. Wait a minute, let me take you there. Wait a minute till you're...
So good.
Bang Bang, there goes your arm. I know you want it, back seat of my car. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute.
I could watch this all day.
I love these Shreds ones. So it's not actually Jessie J, obviously.
No.
It's someone singing over the top, but it...
But technically...
It's
technically right, but really wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I like. And they put it to the video of Jessie J doing a performance of Bang Bang.
And get millions of views.
And millions. But good work, Big Nasty. Sounded like a good live lounge earlier.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm still enjoying it.
Someone like me to dinner. Late night Muay Thai fight. Late night baby.
One day when I get married, Scott, I want this guy to perform this. First dance.
I mean, I can book him now if you want. Do you want Big Nasty at your wedding?
Absolutely. One day.
So many comments coming in about the One Extra McTasty Live Lounge earlier. One of the best. And don't forget, in the live lounge today at 5:00 will be One Direction. And they'll be doing a lot of songs, Not just the single and a cover, but loads.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Dynamo.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. It's really nice to see you. I went to see Dynamo's show last week, Chris.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. It's brilliant. But I've been worried ever since about what I can actually say about it on the radio. Because you do say at the end...
No spoilers.
No spoilers. So I've been struggling to kind of say... Chris was like, well, what's in the show? And I'm like, well, actually, I'm not really allowed to tell you that information.
Scott says it's brilliant. I say prove it. And then he can't say anything from there on in.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you need to come see the show yourself.
Yeah, but...
And then you can come on radio and not talk about it. it's a 90-day tour. I'm going all over the place.
Well, where do we draw the line? This is what I'm saying. Mm. It's like, we're allowed to talk to you about what you do.
Yes. Yeah. And there is, I can reveal that there is some magic in it.
There's lots of magic, lots of audience interaction.
There is. You're really good at that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. Like the whole crowd feel involved. I'm allowed to say that, aren't I?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's definitely parts in the show where everyone in the audience is part of the magic and the magic's happening to them even while they're sat in their seats. There's bits where there's like half the audience on stage with me.
Yeah.
There's bits where I'm in the audience.
Okay, but it's not like... Do you remember when Daniel Radcliffe got into theatre straight after Harry Potter? And now I'm sure it's Daniel Radcliffe. He did a show bit, he would get completely naked.
Yeah, that's not...
The audience were told they weren't allowed to take photographs. That's not the situation.
That's not it, no.
No, I get to keep my clothes on, but you still can't take photographs.
Okay, that's kind of a spoiler.
The interval bit is really good.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good. I mean, interval's generally quite dull. You just go and get a drink, don't you? Or maybe go to the loo.
Yeah.
This one, blow your mind. It's brilliant.
But you're not.
That's all I can say.
But you're not allowed to say what. So.
That's all I can say.
It's so good, frustrating.
Good to have you back on In Una Bingo today. What's that you've brought with you as well, please?
Oh, I've got the first ever Dynamo Magic Kit.
Oh well, this is perfect, Chris. The hours are going to fly by.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll probably teach you guys something a bit later.
Okay.
Obviously, it's hard to do over the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. But, we'll get it.
I'm going to set you guys a challenge. I've got some kits, a kit for each of you. So then maybe like in a week's time when you've had a mess about with a kit and you're not as busy, then we'll see who can do the best magic.
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
You know, I did actually pop outside for a breath of fresh air during the interval of your show, and every single person outside is going, how's he do it? Well, how's he do it? How's he do it? It's just brilliant.
Was people still pestering you about the red box?
That's right. Every week, somebody goes, how did Dynamo do that trick? I'm saying that was about 3 years ago now, at least.
But yeah, it was 2011.
Wow, yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was on your TV show
on my
at
first
the time.
Ever series,
still
yeah.
It,
and it was the finale to the first ever series.
It was brilliant, though. If you didn't see it, explain what it was again.
Well, I asked you on the day to bring in a stack of today's newspapers. And then I'd sent a box to you, a little red safety deposit box.
And I'd had that
box. You'd had that for a few days.
A few days, yeah.
And then and you kept it somewhere safe. And I believe you even put a mark on it so you knew that we couldn't switch it or change it or anything.
Yeah, not just that. I'd just started doing little bits on Radio 1 on your show, Scott. And it was only a couple of days a week, but I remember having this box on the desk for a whole day.
Yeah, and we did.
And my
put a
actual
mark
job
on it.
Was to watch it.
It's like, make sure no one tampers with that box.
Yeah, and then you picked any newspaper at random, and you picked any story at random in the newspaper, and you showed it, and it was you showed the cover, the paper itself to the cameras and everything, and when you opened my box, it contained an envelope which contained my drawing. Of
the paper from that day.
From that day with the story and everything, you know.
It blew my mind.
And you'd had that box like, you know, like 3 or 4 days before that newspaper had even been printed or anything.
No one could have got in that box. And the thing is, people really still now think that I was in on that. I promise you 100%, I do not know how that happened.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm very pleased to say that Dynamo is here today and we're about to play Innuendo Bingo. In fact, let's play the game now, shall we?
Hang on a sec, Scott. What's that in your hands?
Oh, this is from the kit. It's some, like, scratch cards.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you what, let's try.
Are you always on, Dynamo?
Always on.
Yeah, just, Chris, just think of any number between 1 and 60.
Here we go. Okay.
Don't say it out loud.
Fine. All
you
right.
Got one?
Yeah.
Yeah? On these cards here, there's obviously different numbers. Do you see a number on that one?
Yeah.
So, so just say yes or no.
Yeah.
It's always on.
No. Yes.
We are filming this, by the way, for you later.
Yes. And yes.
What's going on?
So, you're the only person who knows what this number is, right?
Oh, no.
Look at me.
I
Look at me.
Oh, no.
59.
Looking into your eyes.
How does he know that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, because there were only, like, a few cards in my face. That is cool.
Well, Chris, after Inuyo Bingo, I'm going to give you a kit and you can learn this yourself. And then in a week's time, I want you to make a video of you doing it on Scott.
You're going to amaze me with your magic skills. Yeah,
imagine I became the new Dynamo. Is that another problem with this kind of thing, though? You're just training up other people to take your job.
Well, at some point, I'm going to have to retire. Oh,
that's true. They're not going to be as good as you, though, are they? Okay, let's play the game.
That's awesome.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, lads, let's have a fair and square game. Let's have a lot of spray today, please, if you would.
Do you remember this?
He wasn't a massive sprayer before, but I think he's got much more confidence now, so I'm keen for this today. Okay, so. Water, please. Lots of it in your mouths. If you find the innuendo in the slightest bit funny, spray it over each other. That's the game. We're starting on BBC One last night, and Lord Sugar is getting much more imaginative with the treats he hands out to the winning teams on The Apprentice.
I was sat there with my fingers crossed thinking, oh, please help me win. And I think we paid off, hence why I'm stood here today in a bed sheet after having loads of bushes smacked in my face.
Okay, nothing from Dynamo. And Chris, just the smallest little spurt there.
Hence why I'm stood here today in a bed sheet after having loads of bushes smacked in my face.
They're at a Russian spa there. Loads of you spotted that one, including Sarah, Simon, Catherine and Charlotte. More water, please. Okay, you're going to use the same. That's fine, Dynamo. Now it's the final episode of Downton Abbey. Well, until Christmas, that is. God, it carries on, doesn't it? It's like vintage Hollyoaks. Posh Hollyoaks. Always on. And, okay, yeah, Downton Abbey. And here is quite a statement from Lady Isabel.
I often come at this time. I don't come often enough.
Powerful drama there from ITV. I might start watching that. Oh, it's finished. Oh, well.
Has it actually finished, or is that a lie?
No, until Christmas Day. And then they'll say, let's do another one.
Mm. I often come at this time. I don't come often enough.
And next, please, more water. A recent favourite from the F1 now. And they're chatting to racing legend Niki Lauda. Now, it sounds like Kimi Raikkonen's had a very eventful weekend.
No, Raikkonen tried as hard as he could. Sebastian blew him off in the end, this is clear. And he blew himself off.
Wow, thank you to Lisa in Birmingham for that one. What an eventful weekend.
Sebastian blew him off in the end, this is clear. And he blew himself off.
More water, please, on Dynamo Innuendo Bingo. Now we're going over to the 6 o'clock news on Radio 4. I mean, they have to do the 6 o'clock news every day, obviously. But I think this day may have been a bit of a slow news day.
The red-skinned ruby Roman grapes, which are the size of ping pong balls, were bought by a chef in the city of Kanazawa. He plans to serve them as a pudding. Expensive fruit isn't unusual in Japan. Earlier this year, someone spent almost £8,000 on a pair of melons.
So expensive fruit in Japan. More water, please. Now it's Channel 4 and last night's episode of Grand Designs. Kevin MacLeod sees so many amazing houses, but I can actually see why this one is in contention to be House of the Year.
The stream dictated the engineering, but it also delivers great pleasure downstairs.
He loves it.
But it also delivers great pleasure downstairs.
Sarah and Daniel and Mark spotted that one. Remember, if you spot an innuendo on the TV or the radio, send it to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It could be on.
Kevin MacLeod is always on. He's one of those, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He must know.
Now, this one is a favourite from Gogglebox. Dynamo, you do magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, slight, went over you there, Chris, sorry. So, listen to this one, Dynamo. Kate and Graham's dog does an incredible trick every time he goes to the nursing home.
Well, the place he likes going best is to nurse, you know. He likes going up to old people's home, doesn't he, best? He likes sniffing. Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady, and then he put his nose right up her skirt, and she gave him a custard cream.
Oh, that's one of my faves. What a treat, though, for the dog.
And then he put his nose right up her skirt, and she gave him a custard cream.
Thank you, Jamie in Brighton, for sending that one our way. Mm. Now over to the love of cars on Channel 4. Now, I can't believe that car enthusiast Tony... Right there, Dynamo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe car enthusiast Tony is about to do this on national television.
So, did you claim that basically all this...
Oh, yeah.
..could get in the Mini?
Yes. And did.
And did?
And did. And did.
You know what I'm going to do next?
You wouldn't believe it. Get it back in.
55 years later, we're about to discover if there's any magic left in Tony's wand.
The wand, of course, is Tony's old car.
We're about to discover if there's any magic left in Tony's wand.
And finally, it's time for ITV's Benidorm. Now, I'm quite surprised it's such a popular resort with things like this going on.
It's not the exercise I'm bothered about. It's just this path. It's so narrow that every time a lorry goes past, you look like you're either going to get sucked off or end up in somebody's bush.
All happens in Benidorm. And that was Dynamo Innuendo Bingo. Thanks for coming in today.
Ledge.
I know that you're in the middle of a ridiculous tour at the moment, so many dates, so we appreciate the time you spent coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
We'll see
you
soon.
I know, it's pretty wet down there. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, just remember I'm doing an ab sale tomorrow for Children in Need.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, of course.
Oh, you forget about it and then suddenly it's like, oh, I've remembered.
God, it feels like we've got a lot to sort for that, actually.
A location would be good.
Location.
Hoping to have that for you before the end of the show today.
Outfits.
I know what I'm wearing.
Do you?
It's jazzy. It's yellow.
Mankini.
It's gonna, what?
Mankini.
No, it's going to be in the dark, so I need to be safe, I need to be warm, and I need to be seen.
High-vis.
It is basically a high-vis. I've seen what I'm wearing.
Is it a high-vis mankini?
It's not a mankini.
There's a gap in the market. Do you know what? In the run-up to Christmas, I'm thinking to myself, is there a product that I can get out there? No, I know this is a random one, right? And I'm always thinking of them in my head. High-vis mankinis, possibly one.
Too late. You should start thinking about that like January, February.
How are you feeling about tomorrow, please?
I'm really nervous. I'm trying to block it out and then I just get a little... again. So it's going to be on Children in Need night, along with all the other stuff that's on tomorrow night on BBC One. And yeah, like I say, we're having a location for you before 4 o'clock. That's how I understand it. Okay? Can't be Blackpool Tower because I would have got blown off.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Kamikaze, Mo, track of the day. You'll hear it again with Greg later. And the One Direction Life Lounge. Excited?
Yeah, I'm also really intrigued. Because obviously they haven't done it before. You know, with most big artists, they've done the Live Lounge and you kind of have something to refer to. With this, I know it means so much to them. And they've done so many big things. They've done big stadiums, all around the world.
I think it's different though when it's something as kind of small compared to what they're used to on the Live Lounge, you know? It's a completely different thing for them.
And that's the thing, without putting the pressure on, the Live Lounge is where you really get found out.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and that's... I mean that in the nicest possible way. I know what I'm... I guess what I'm trying to say is the Live Lounge is clearly a massive deal to them. That's why they've been tweeting about it so much, rehearsing. And it's good to see One Direction putting so much effort into one performance.
And today's been a massive day in the Live Lounge, what with Big Nasty doing it for One Extra earlier. So there's a lot to live up to there.
This is kind of my jam now.
Yeah. You could have a lie down to this, definitely.
Try.
You could try. Big up Big Nasty. He's retweeting all the tweets about his live lounge, which I'm also retweeting.
Good
now.
And bad?
Mostly good, actually. Or people just saying, just wow.
Yeah.
which can mean both, I think. Do you know, though, when I did that One Direction Day with them a couple of years ago, I actually heard them do, I think it was Little Things live, and they are so good live, you know. Mm. I'm really looking forward to it. One Direction, in less than 3 hours in the live lounge with Greg James.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was actually watching some of the Teen Awards back again last night, just to kind of relive it.
Watch yourself.
No, not... I didn't just zip straight to the bit where I was on and with you. That bit, the first bit where Justin Bieber, the first few notes happen, is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Radio 1's doing so many cool things at the moment. Think about it. One Direction in the live lounge today, never done it before. Justin Bieber just turns up as a surprise at the Teen Awards.
It was amazing. It was amazing to be there, but I've got to say, it felt a whole new level of excitement watching it back because... You see, like, from where we were just side of stage and we could hear all the noise and obviously see the performance to a certain extent. But when you can see it on TV, it's so cool, isn't it?
Looks great on TV. So the Bieber thing starts it and then it just rolls on from there. Demi Lovato, Nick Jonas, Little Mix, Justin Bieber, obviously, and 5 Seconds of Summer. And you can watch it on BBC iPlayer right now. I think you'll find it's one of the most popular things on the iPlayer at the moment, and deservedly so, because it's a great show. Teen Awards, BBC iPlayer. It's not going to be there for that long, so get it in your life while you can if you've not seen it so far. If you love any of those acts on that bill, watch it. It's brilliant. Everyone, every single person on that lineup was amazing that day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris?
You know these quizzes that you can find online? There's loads of them, and they tell you what Friends character you're most like.
Or which member of One Direction you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see them every day. I never really do them, though, myself.
Personality quizzes. But they're generally made by one person or a group of people, and it's kind of like there's no science behind it. It's just a group of people. They find a funny title and there's a whole quiz around it.
Which person in Breaking Bad are you?
Yeah.
There's loads of them.
Which coffee are you?
Yeah. Who would you be in Downton Abbey one the other day? Mm. I don't really care.
Well, I found one which I'd quite like to do with you,
yes.
If that's okay. It's which Adele song summarises your miserable love life?
Oh,
Hang on a second, you don't sound excited.
Well, my love life's not that miserable.
No.
These days.
No. So it might be that, you know, it turns out that your love life isn't that miserable.
Right.
Therefore, no Adele songs might summarise your miserable love life.
Isn't this better to play with somebody that might be single and maybe had a few rubbish boyfriends?
Oh, it can be. Well, I guess so. I guess if you're single, then you can talk about exes. Or if you're in a miserable relationship, I suppose this works for you as well.
Why don't you do it then?
Well, I'm perfectly happy as well, actually. Mm. I'm all right. I don't think we really need to do this about me.
Okay. Did you not think that I might throw it back in your face?
Yeah, I did, actually. So I've got someone on the phone at the moment who we both know, because I was thinking to myself, well, who could we do this with then?
Who do we know that's got a miserable love life?
It's tricky, this. And then it suddenly struck me. Do you remember Laura from the student tour?
Oh, the one that we're trying to find love all the time.
Yeah, she went on loads of dates. So I'm sure she's not miserable, but all the same, like, she was one of the only single people I could think of when I thought that we could do this game.
And she's on this phone line now, is she?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice again. I'm good, thanks. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, are you confused? Sorry, I forgot that you would have heard all that. So,
yeah, you just said she had a miserable love life.
I just told you we might be doing a quiz.
Yeah, about my miserable love life. Perfect. No, it's fine.
How is the love life, please?
Well, I went on a bit of an awkward date recently, which I regret doing, because that was kind of not great. But after about, 45 minutes, I did the standard get your friend to bring you as an emergency and left. But that was good.
Where did you go? Somewhere in Southampton?
Yeah, I just went to a bar for, a drink, and then the conversation was not great.
Was it Trago Lounge? But
it was, actually.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, yeah, you got that right. It's like the standard date spot, to be fair. Yeah.
Is that a new one?
It's not new, but it replaced the Pizza Hut that was there have remembered, yeah.
What, near Bargate?
No, more Portswood.
Oh, I got you. Is the Orange Room still on?
It is the Orange Room. Oh, I think so, actually. I'm
is
not
that
sure.
Still on, Laura?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't really go that end that much, but I think it's still a thing.
You're more a Beavers girl, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Beavis Valley.
Beavois.
Anyway, look. Anyway, so it was a rubbish date.
Yeah. Most of the conversation was coming from my end. So at the end, I was like, right, my voice is tired and I'm bored. So.
Where did you meet him?
It was just on a night out, as you meet most people at uni, I guess. And then I was like, yeah, do you know what? Could go there. Might get a free drink from it. You never know. But yeah, conversation wasn't amazing. So I was like, it's probably a no from me. And left. So...
If you don't remember Laura from our student tour a few weeks ago, we spoke to her every day on the show because she was trying to find love with the guy, the hot guy that she fancied, in her lectures. But it didn't really work out like I'd hoped. I was really trying to matchmake and it didn't go to plan, really.
You were like the Paddy McGuinness in the situation.
Yeah, I tried.
I think you forced it ever so slightly because you just wanted a nice love story for the student tour. But anyway, she ended up going on loads of dates on the last day as well. Do you remember that speed dating exercise that you did?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I'm glad that you're dating more, though, now, Laura.
Yeah, it's fun, although I can't say the last one was that fun, but still.
Yeah, you've got to be positive about this.
Yeah, you can always, you know, if you win some, you lose some. It's fine.
So with that in mind, Scott, she seems perfect to play the quiz with, right?
I think so, yes. Laura, do you fancy finding out which Adele song summarises your miserable love life?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know.
Right, I'm sorry that I keep calling it miserable. That's just the name of the quiz online.
That's cool.
Okay,
it's
don't
cool.
take it personally, all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, right, I'll be with you in a sec. Wait right there, okay?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just speaking to Laura, who was on our student tour looking for love. She fancied the hot lecture guy, but it wasn't to be. As hard as I tried, didn't work out, did it?
No, it didn't, unfortunately.
But Laura's back in the world of dating and she's absolutely fine.
Yeah, you get over it quite quickly.
But I thought that we could do this quiz, which Adele song summarises your miserable love life?
Yeah.
And we can all get involved, but Laura, you'll be able to answer it because neither me or Scott have the bottle to be able to do it ourselves.
Cool. Be interesting to see.
And play along at home, please. It's simple, multiple choice answers for you. Laura, you ready?
Yep, ready.
How would you say your love life is going? I'm just doing me right now. Really good, actually. I'm in love with this person from work.
I'm just doing me right now.
Okay. That's an A. So if you're saying you're just doing me right now, I'm guessing you're not going to see that guy you just went on a date with again.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to just sort of slide my way out of that one and not reply to anything, just do the phase out.
Are there any on the horizon?
Well, that was the last thing, so not currently. But you never know. In a week's time, there could be something new like on the horizon. So.
Okay. So for now, you're just doing yourself?
Exactly.
As it were. Did you find you got a bit more attention after being on our show every day?
Yeah, a lot of people would ask me like about it, and then I sort of got bored of telling the story, so I just would often, if anyone said to me like, oh, we sort of like saw you on this show, I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, and just sort of like say that, and then they would probably end the conversation there, because normally they'd ask questions, and I was just like getting to the point where I was like, oh good, time to repeat myself again.
Yeah, you're not bored of talking about being famous.
It's like when you're a famous pop star, if you're like, say, Perry and Little Mix, and you're getting asked all the time about Zayn Malik, you just shut down after a while.
It must get annoying.
Two-word answers.
Okay, so you're going for, I'm just doing me right now.
Yeah, I'm just doing me right now.
I must point out with these things that there's not every answer covered. It's like you just got to pick the most relative answer.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah.
There's not much science behind it.
Yeah, just fit into the category.
Laura, you're late night texting an ex, okay?
Yep.
What would you say? Oh, they put a bit more effort into this bit.
What do you mean?
Because they put bits of the songs in.
Oh, it's a music round.
Yeah.
Awesome, I love this.
When you're late night texting an ex, would you say...
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Or would you say...
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavement?
Or would you say...
We could have had it all.
I can only hear something about sheep in the background of that last
something
one.
Something about a sheep.
We could have had it
and the sheep.
Oh, it's none of them are that. I'd probably go the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's quite deep, that, though, isn't it? It's quite intense.
But then it's like, we could have had it all. Probably not. You know what I mean? I probably wouldn't say that. So... I'd go the first one. It's a bit more emotional, but
okay.
Yeah.
It's a tad more formal, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit less sort of, we could have had it all, but you've screwed everything up. So.
Yeah,
right.
Have you done any late-night texting lately?
Not that I can remember, but I've had a couple of nights out recently, so...
Okay.
I don't like checking my phone in the morning because of that.
That's a great rule.
Very wise.
If that's seriously what you do, is just, you know... Because I wish I had that kind of boldness to go, look, I've probably written something last night. Do you know what? I'm not even going to bother reading my phone this morning.
Yeah.
It honestly helps the situation out a lot.
Just that's ignore really the good. Phone. It's a really good idea. Good.
I feel less embarrassed.
That's good practice. I wish I'd learned that earlier in life.
Yeah, just ignore yourself, pretty much.
So we're just in the middle of a which Adele song summarises your miserable love life quiz. Next question, Laura, are you ready for it?
Yep.
You spot a couple are kissing in public. What's your reaction? I wish I had love like that. I'm so glad I'm single. Ugh, can't stand PDAs.
The last one.
Can't stand it. I hate it when people are snogging their faces off. Get a room.
I was like, a bit of hand-holding sign.
Yeah, but
you know,
like, don't stick your tongue in her. Like, you're in public.
I've got a system of dealing with PDAs. I stand and watch.
No, you don't.
I do. I kind of think, right, if you want an audience...
You just watch.
I'll just make myself comfortable, I'll make it really, really obvious I'm watching.
Oh, that's really weird.
They must think you're really creepy.
Yes, you creep.
Well, it's not creepy, is it?
They're not putting on a show for you.
I'll just get some popcorn.
Okay, so can't stand PDA, that's on.
Yeah.
And final question. How do you feel when you listen to an Adele song? Full of love, nostalgic, annoyed?
Probably nostalgic.
Oh, what, from Love's Gone By?
Yeah, just sort of like, oh yeah, that reminds me of that. But not in a way that it's going to make me upset, because no one's got time for that.
No, that's in the past now.
Exactly. Just okay. Get over it and move on.
Okay, from these answers, Laura, we'll be able to completely tell you what Adele song sums up your miserable love life.
Okay.
Please wait right there. Chris is crunching the numbers.
It's all good. So, okay. It's Rolling in the Deep.
Do you want to hear why?
Yeah, let's hear why.
Rolling in the Deep is all about realisation. Rumour has it that you've dabbled with romance in the past, but had mixed results. This has left you wiser, not jaded. It might feel like you're swimming against the tide, but at least you're in the ocean.
One thoughtful metaphor at the end, swimming in the ocean. They've definitely thought about that a lot.
You haven't been able to say hello to the one you're looking for yet, but never mind, you'll find someone like you soon. You will often ask whether you should just give up or whether you should just keep chasing pavements. The truth is, only you can answer that question. And when you do, there's no doubt that you'll be able to make someone feel your love. Mm. What is that about? Right, someone's just doing this for a joke.
This is fascinating, though. Apparently, you are 82% Adele.
82%? That's quite high. That's quite low.
How do you feel about being that much of a percentage of Adele?
Well, I'm like 18% off 100%. That's like... Mm. That's
you are so Adele right now.
That's a bit of a... It's such a weird saying to say to someone. You're so Adele.
Yeah.
You're four-fifths Adele.
I mean, that was a pointless survey, but I've just enjoyed our catch-up, to be honest.
Yeah, it was fun.
Keep in touch, please.
Will do.
If any boys come along that you like, I'm the first person you text.
You make it sound... Okay. You sound like you're going to vet them.
Yeah, speak to me first.
Yeah, pass it through the system.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So tomorrow, I'm doing possibly the worst thing in my eyes that I could do to help children in need. I'm going to abseil down a high building. I'm not that guy. I'm not a daredevil. I don't even go on roller coasters. So as you can imagine, I'm really nervous because stepping backwards off a ledge at height, that's not normal. With a rope on you.
For a Marine, all good.
Would you do this?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No. No. Right. Do you know what? Actually, truthfully, I would do it, but I wouldn't be as scared as you are about it.
All right, so you wouldn't be as scared.
What I mean is I would be scared. Don't get me wrong. I'd be... petrified about this, but I know you are going to find this even harder.
This is bringing out demons for me. So earlier in the week, we were told that we can't abseil off Blackpool Tower. That was the original plan because of the high winds. Storm Abigail.
It's a situation, that one, isn't it? Because I was spending all week sending you pictures of Blackpool Tower.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be safe, though. I want it to be safe. Really do, because you've got to trust the equipment, you've got to trust the Marines that it's fine. This is going to be on your TV, by the way, tomorrow night, Friday night, which is appeal night on Children in Need. What are you looking at the moment?
I'm just looking at pictures of other landmarks. Because,
why?
Well, because what frustrates me is this Blackpool thing was in my head for so long.
Rob, yeah, you tell me about it.
Yeah, and I thought we were preparing you for Blackpool Tower.
Well, so did I.
And then suddenly that's off. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, it's tomorrow,
yes,
the abseil, and we still don't know what we're abseiling. Well, and my biggest fear is that it won't happen.
It will happen. Children in Need have got it sorted, I'm sure.
But then the problem is, when you say that, it doesn't give me complete faith.
No, because I'm almost 100% certain that I know where it's going to be now, in place of Blackpool Tower.
You see, what we don't want, the last thing that we need, is you in a position where you're in all of your gear. You know, you've got your helmet on, your little harness and stuff like that. And you've got nowhere to abseil down. Like, that would be...
Where are you going with this?
I mean, that would be so rubbish, wouldn't it? Well, so I'm doing some research online. I'm thinking there's loads of other landmarks that what we can do is...
They've got it sorted.
Is I can book in one of them now, just as a first reserve... Just in case it does come to tomorrow and suddenly you put a tweet out saying, oh, I can't do wherever the new place is because of high winds.
Yes.
And then I can step up and say, it's fine, I've booked you somewhere.
Right, well, what are you thinking?
So how about if I call one now?
Why?
Just because I think it would be a bit of fun, apart from anything else. And I'll book you in a landmark for you to abseil down, should the worst come to the worst and there's high winds somewhere else. All right?
Okay.
Right.
Well, don't seem
I'll
to be able to stop
it.
You, do I? So
I'll
you'll sort it.
It.
Right, sure.
Here we go.
You don't think there's many, many people at Children Need sorting this
I've
now,
got you
though?
A good landmark here.
Oh, what is this?
One moment, please.
Oh, what's this?
Thank you for calling Eastleigh Borough Council.
Why are you calling Eastleigh Borough Council?
Listen to the following choices.
That's my hometown.
For council tax.
It's the council.
Press 2 for benefits. Press 3 if it is after 2 p.m. and your bin has not been collected today.
Yeah, no.
For all other inquiries, please hold to speak to a customer service.
Don't worry about Mills. I'll sort this. Okay, I'll get you a landmark.
This is my hometown.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I represent Scott Mills, you know, the national treasure, Scott Mills.
Yeah.
The legend that is.
Very good on Strictly.
Yeah, yeah. Did you love him doing the crab?
I did indeed. I'm a big lover of Strictly and I loved him doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's doing an abseil for Children in Need this Friday.
Yeah.
Well, he was meant to be doing it. It's still going to happen, but it was originally going to be in Blackpool and he was going to be abseiling down Blackpool Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, high winds have cancelled that.
Yeah.
And no one wanted a situation where Scott Mills was getting blown off live on television.
No.
So we need to possibly look at a plan B.
Right.
Now, I imagine Children in Need will have another location that they're going to use. But just in case, I thought I'd take matters into my own hands and try and organise something else, just in case.
Yep, okay.
Because ultimately, we want Scott Mills to scale something.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, Scott Mills is Eastleigh's favourite son.
Yep.
And probably the most famous person to have ever come out of Eastleigh.
Oh, apart from Benny Hill.
Would you say he's the most successful person ever to have come out of Eastleigh?
Oh, what, Benny Hill?
No, Scott Mills.
He could be, yes. Yep.
What we were thinking is the statue of Scott Mills that's in the centre of town, we're wondering if maybe he could abseil off that.
The statue?
Yeah. The statue of Scott Mills in the centre of town.
We haven't got one.
Really? I was certain you did. The statue of Scott wearing a flat... Yes, that's the one. Is that the one with the flat cap?
He has got a flat cap, but it wouldn't take you long to get down that one, would it?
We just thought it'd be nice because obviously it'd be Scott Mills scaling Scott Mills.
Right, okay. But I don't think so, no.
As it's a statue of Scott from his younger years.
Yeah.
But basically, we need something else other than Blackpool Tower, and we're just looking at some of the other options. We were thinking maybe Nelson's Column.
Right.
And then we thought, well, that's a bit that's a bit difficult to sort last minute. So we thought we'd then go for a shopping centre. Then it just made far more sense to maybe go to the birthplace of the great man himself and scale the statue of Scott Mills.
Except there isn't one of him, is there?
I thought that was of Scott Mills.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Because Scott Mills' nickname is the Railway Man. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Definitely not him.
No, definitely not him, no.
It's funny that, because for years I've thought it's him. They dress the same.
No.
Similar sort of
pose. So have you got somewhere else in mind?
I'm going to give that some thought, if that's okay.
Okay.
And I'll consult with the great man himself, the King of Eastleigh.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what he's thinking.
Okay. Right.
Okay, then.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
She gone?
Gone.
Oh, that's really embarrassing, wasn't it?
It's good that she knew who you were, though. But the statue isn't you. I mean, I guess that's been confirmed now. That
I told
that
you
one up.
That for the last 5 years that statue is not of
How
me.
How funny would it have been if you had to abseil down a statue of yourself and it wasn't
railway.
Even you?
It's a railway worker. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Dawn, who says, I went past that statue earlier. I didn't realise it was of you. It's not of me. The statue in Eastleigh Town Centre is not me.
Do you want me to call another landmark?
No.
Because I can do that. There's loads.
No. Because I'm now going to tell you where the abseil is tomorrow. So stop looking at landmarks on your computer, please.
Some cracking... there's a big ones around, Scott.
I know.
You want abseil down them.
Yeah. Some people already suggesting various places. Thanks for those. But Children in Need have got it sorted. So we couldn't do Blackpool Tower because high winds really... I'm scared as it is. But this is equally scary, I'm saying.
You couldn't actually do that.
No. So they've chosen somewhere a bit less windy, but probably not that much. It's going to be in London now, and it's going to be... you'll see this on TV tomorrow night. Can you hear my mouth going all weird again, like moist mouth? It's going to be at the Orbit in the Olympic Park. You know that... it was on TV a lot during the Olympics, that big red thing that looks...
It's a big old mess, that thing.
Yeah, but thanks. It looks a bit like a roller coaster. It's kind of weird to look at, like...
Yeah.
How do you abseil off that? Because there's no...
It's a mess.
There's no straight edges there.
No, there isn't. So do you want some stats?
Yes.
Oh, it is big. Do you know what? It's bigger than I thought. It says here 376 feet.
Oh.
Okay. Which isn't actually dissimilar to the Blackpool Tower.
Pretty much the same.
But it's all sorts of weird shapes, isn't it?
It's how do you scale that, please?
It's one of those that you look at the picture and you're not sure how you're meant to be viewed. It's like, have they done it wrong? It's kind
what
of upside
down. What did they use
that for?
What did they use that for the Olympics? Did they do a lot of TV broadcasting there, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because it looked cool up above the whole of the Olympic Village.
Was it meant to look like that?
I don't know.
I mean, either way, you're going to scale it. Yeah. And what would be great is, in future, whenever you see it, you'll know that you abseiled at that. Well, that's tomorrow night. Hopefully you will do it.
One more sleep. What if I just freeze and it's going to be on TV? What if I'm like, I can't do it?
Well, you just need to give us all a special signal, which we can work out for tomorrow. And
with what?
Actually, I've changed my mind on that. Let's not do that.
What would you like?
Oh, no, he's in trouble.
Oh, no. It's the signal. Oh, you can laugh about it now, can't you? Because in 24 hours, this is becoming really real to me. The Scott Mills Daily. Thanks to everyone sending me pictures of the Orbit in the Olympic Park in London. It's really big, isn't it?
It's big from all angles as well. It's not one of those that you take a picture from a certain angle and it looks bigger. From every angle, it's looking big.
Hello, Milan, who is currently working on the 22nd floor of Canary Wharf in London, who is looking out at the Orbit right now and says, it looks massive. Oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but it's a great thing that you're doing. That's what I mean. You've got to think... It's not about you in this one. You are just the person doing the thing for other people.
Help
in this
me.
Instance.
Do you do it?
No. No, and no. And let's just get this completely sorted. There'll be no excuses. Tomorrow it's happening. Tomorrow it's definitely happening.
Yep.
You're off the radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
To prepare for it, right?
Mentally.
And there won't be any excuses.
Yeah. Okay, it's definitely happening. I mean, I can't back out of it now, can I? There was a slight blip with Blackpool, high winds, but now it's on. Orbit, tomorrow, on Children in Need Appeal Night on BBC One. Along with all the other stuff that's going on, Selena Gomez is performing, Ellie Goulding, there's a Strictly Call the Midwife special, Harry Hill's on, there's EastEnders having a good old knees at round at Queen Vic, It's all happening. Children in Need, tomorrow night, BBC One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Adele Roberts for Real or No Real. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Can I say, I'm enjoying listening to you in the mornings.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you. It's amazing to get to do that show, so thank you to Clara for going on holiday and letting me have a go.
Thanks, Clara, for going on holiday. That's really good. Are you loving the hours? Because normally, early breakfast.
Oh, it's just amazing being awake again and being like a normal person and going to bed at 10 o'clock or
welcome
11 o'clock
daytime.
If I want.
Do you feel you dress better? No offence.
No, that's true. Yeah. Because when I'm on early breakfast, I'm just more like, am I naked? No. Well done. Leave.
Yeah, out.
Yeah.
Have you ever done early breakfast in your pyjamas?
No.
See, Fern Cotton used to do that.
I can't imagine her getting up that early.
It was a long time ago, but she did.
Mm.
Right, okay, let's play today's Real or No Real. Here's your first one.
EastEnders character Carmel Kazemi's cat in the soap is called Craig Revel Horwood.
It's a good name for a cat, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because I was out recently and there was a woman and she had a dog and it was called Ewok. Mm. And she was calling it Ewok because it kept running off and it sounded a bit silly. So I feel like Craig Revel Horwood calling your cat in.
Yeah, it's
a lot. It's long.
Names of pets, though, the best is Grimmy, isn't it?
What?
With Pig.
Pig for a dog.
Yeah.
I would think, though, that Craig Revel Horwood would be more kind of a ferocious dog.
But it could be a vicious cat.
Yeah. Do I sound bitter?
You do sound a little bit bitter, but then always remember, just before you went on and did Strictly Come Dancing, we did get him to play Innuendo Bingo and I spat in his face.
That's true, actually.
Always remember that, Scott.
I'm going to watch that back in a minute, actually, because it makes me feel so much better about the Craig Revel Horwood sitch.
Yeah.
But is there a cat now wandering around Walford called Craig Revel Horwood?
Well, is this going to be the new Wellard, then? It's going to be on for years and years, long after Craig Revel Horwood is ever remembered. Craig Revel Horwood will be a massive who, but people will just know the name as the cat from EastEnders.
Real or no real?
I'd love it to be real, but I think it's no real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
Yeah.
What?
And here it is, being stuck in a tree from EastEnders.
Craig? Craig?
No, Charlie, you have to do it like this. Craig Revel Horwood.
That is no way that is happening.
Chow, please.
Craig Revel Horwood.
Sometimes some of those scenes, they must be thinking, God, this is my job. EastEnders is brilliant, right? It's got some great drama and some fantastic storylines. But sometimes there's a cat stuck in a tree called Craig Revel Horwood, and you've just got to act the same. And next.
The South Korean district of Gangnam is planning on building a giant bronze statue of Psy.
That has to happen. How's that not happened already?
Yeah, I thought they already had one.
Yeah. I mean, he is like the king in South Korea. You know, when the Gangnam Style was out, it was a massive hit around the world. He did a homecoming gig in Seoul, and there was more than 200,000 people there, like, to welcome him home, to say thank you for making South Korea so massively famous.
Were they all doing Gangnam Style in his honour?
Yes.
Because that must have looked so impressive. Imagine 200,000 people doing Gangnam Style.
Look, it's on YouTube. Watch it. It's the biggest concert I've ever seen for Psy.
Did you hear about what happened after the Teen Awards?
No.
To me?
Why, was he there?
No. No, he wasn't.
Hello, Psy, nice to see you.
But there was only like 10,000 people, and I've never seen 10,000 people before, and I got to go on stage and give out an award. On the way home, I was that overwhelmed, I was sick.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, like,
so
seriously.
Sweet.
Like, it shocks me that much. So imagine 200,000 people.
It's a lot.
It's weird, isn't
scary,
it?
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going on stage like that is scary.
Do you remember the discussion we had just before we went on stage? Because you're very confident at these things. You've done this a number of times,
I've got better at it. I used to be really shy at it, yeah.
Now, I did this for the first time last year, and I remember looking out thinking, OMG, how's this going to play out?
Yeah.
You know, because it is so many people all in one place. And then this time, I don't know, maybe because I'd done it before, I was slightly more confident up until the point where I was just about to walk out on stage and I suddenly thought, this is actually quite a lot of people.
Yes.
And do you remember you had to, not calm me down as such, but you just had to give me some reassuring words.
What did I say? I can't remember now.
Well, you were quite cocky about it. You were going, love, try being on Strictly Come Dancing first and then start complaining about it.
It always goes back to that. Thing is, once you've done the crab at the O2, that's not scary anymore. Do you know what I mean? So, is there a bronze giant statue of Psy in Gangnam in South Korea, which is an area, posh area in South Korea?
I think this is real.
I'm going for real, Scott.
That one's real.
I can't believe it hasn't happened sooner. The plan is to make a 17 by 27 foot statue of Psy's hands doing the dance move made popular by Gangnam Style. So cross hands.
But that's just the hands?
Just
the,
like massive hands.
That's going to look really weird.
And finally,
before singing Weathered and Breathe Life, Jack Garrett once reached the final rounds to be the UK's entry for the Eurovision Song Contest.
This could be true because they often feed talent through this channel. So Jordan, Katie Price did it. Mm. Jade, who ended up in the Sugar Babes, did it.
Jade Ewan?
Yeah. Yeah,
she did quite well.
Rita Ora did it.
Did Eurovision?
Yes. She pulled out at the last minute.
But Jack Garrett is proper cool.
Yes.
So I can't imagine that he did Eurovision. Although, saying that, there was one year where it was a BBC introducing artist, wasn't it?
Yes.
Now, Scott, you know everything about Eurovision, so you'll remember the UK entry.
Yes, it was Children of the Universe by Molly Smitten Downs.
That's it, Molly Smitten Downs.
Year before last.
Shout out.
Did Jack Garrett enter Eurovision?
I just can't believe that he would, because he's super cool. I would have thought he'd say no to that. So
cool people enter Eurovision as well.
Who?
Not from our country so much, but from the others. Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yeah!
It was when he was 13 for the Eurovision Junior Song Contest, and he finished 8th in the UK qualifying.
Is that a thing, the junior one? There's a junior Eurovision Song Contest. That must be rubbish.
How rude. It's on every year and gets an audience of about 200 million viewers.
No way.
Fact. Not televised here so much. Massive in Malta.
It just all sounds rubbish. 13-year-old Eurovision entries. Can you only imagine how poor that must be?
Do you know? It's a junior contest. Stop being mean.
Yeah, but whether it's a junior contest or not, it's still going to be a poor standard, whether they're 13 or 30.
No, I don't agree. Do you know who else did it and was really good?
Who?
Nathan Sykes from The Wanted. He had a good voice even then.
Hmm.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 20. Adele got 20.
Oh, okay. Boring. Don't like a draw. What's on tomorrow, Adele?
We are going to rewind One Direction's debut in the Live Lounge, which is happening with Greg from 5 today.
Yes, 5 p.m. Can't wait for that. Not long now. Thank you. See you tomorrow morning.
Thank you. The
Scott Mills Daily. Matt Edmondson is going to be here tomorrow because I'm going to be up a massive tower for children in need.
I suppose we'll catch up with you at some point, though, right? We'll give you a call.
Not when I'm up there, please.
You could wear that nice Bluetooth headset that you sometimes wear. You know, the big one that you wear when you drive.
I don't, though.
But look, we'll give you a call tomorrow. And good luck with it, Scott. In fact, no, I'll tell you all this tomorrow. Don't screen my calls. You know how tacky that is.
Yeah. Hello, Greg. Do not wear a Bluetooth headset.
It's fine. He said that to me before, that I wear one.
You definitely do.
Shut up. Because I've got a car.
I'm not on tomorrow. Matt Edmondson will be here from 1 o'clock as I abseil down a massive tower for children in need. It's on tomorrow night on BBC One from 7.